Welcome to The Clean Slate with your hosts, Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions to get your popcorn and drinks. For your entertainment, this is The Clean Slate Podcast.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Why are you laughing already?
I don't know. It was just a weird way to say that.
Welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. I'm Carson Phillips here with dgarza4@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's such an old email. You got to stop using that one.
Is that the only one I use?
Yeah, that's the one you use.
Is that not the right one?
I had to like re-log into it because I never use it anymore. Anyway, happy December 1st, everybody.
Yeah, sorry, we missed you guys on Thanksgiving. Like, we did have an episode come out, but none of you listened, so welcome back.
Oh.
On Friday we did.
Oh, yeah, huh? How did that do? Did it not perform well?
We know from previous years that anything that comes out around Thanksgiving or close to Christmas is not perform as well, but for those of you who have listened, thank you. And also, those of you that sent me texts showing us your Spotify Wrapped and having us pretty high on your podcast list, that felt nice.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jack Talley. We're number 3 on his list. Next year, we'll be number 1 or 2.
Yeah, Quentin put us at number 2 on his list.
Dang. Doesn't that feel nice? Because the number 1s are usually, like, good.
Yeah, exactly. Good, and we're right there. So, if anything, we are in the top percentage of podcasts. Just not on any charts. Just with our fans.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, guys, as it is, every time the season changes into winter, I get cold and get a cold. So I'm recovering from that. So yeah, enjoy my voice today because it is a little nasally.
We should have just used AI to recreate your voice.
Right? Yeah, just use like whatever AI is meant for that. Anyway, guys, so we, I don't know. Dude, guys, man. We have two good movies today, I would say. Two classics. One
is
a classic with the boomers.
We're not doing Christmas. They don't know the
theme.
It's winter theme.
What? We did tell them on Thanksgiving episode.
They didn't listen.
That's true.
This is our winter theme. We're, instead of doing just Christmas movies, we're doing snow movies.
Yep, we are doing winter movies. So that is what we have in store today. We have two pretty good ones. We have The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Witch and the Wardrobe.
And The Empire Strikes Back.
Star Wars.
So today we will talk about Narnia first. So here we go. 4 kids travel through a wardrobe to the land of Narnia and learn of their destiny to free it with the guidance of a mystical lion.
Mystical. Interesting.
So guys, this is based off of the famous Narnia books written by C.S. Lewis,
Clarence,
the daddy.
Santa Lewis.
It's Clive.
Oh.
Are you serious? You don't know what his name is?
No, I don't know. I thought his first name was C.S.
I know, right? I thought his real name was Lewis. No, so guys, this is probably one of our classic movies growing up watching together.
I think we watched it in theaters together, possibly.
I think so, yeah. And this movie came out in 2005, so it's almost 20 years old. And I will say, for it being 20 years old, the graphics in it aren't horrible.
Mm-mm.
Like,
it looks decent. Yeah.
Aslan is still a really good, like, you know, computer-generated lion. And for the rest of the creatures, too. Like, I mean, yeah, it is a little bit dated, but it's still pretty good. So for those of you who don't know, I don't know. Should we, like, break down the plot of this?
I can do it if you want.
Go ahead.
So for those of you that aren't familiar with the book or the film Narnia, it's essentially an allegory. The film does do a lot of different things than the book does, but it's an allegory for Christianity, essentially. So like Aslan is a stand-in for Jesus, the witch is Satan, and I guess you could say the kids are like what, the disciples probably. And there's more stuff going on than just that, and it obviously continues and expands into other movies and kind of has its own world past the allegory at some point, and then the last book, it goes into allegorical territory. But basically, these kids, it's World War II, They're super British. They get shipped off to escape the war, the bombings, and stuff like that. And they're sent to the countryside and being taken care of by some weird old man. For those of you who read the book series, you know who that is. But basically, they are playing hide and go seek in this giant mansion. They find their way through a wardrobe. And in there, they meet a lion and a witch and beavers and a creepy fawn guy.
Why they go on lots creepy? Of adventures. You're making it sound worse.
Dude, it is creepy.
It's not he lots of adventures. It's them. Just like one adventure.
One big adventure, yeah.
He doesn't true. Try to murder them. He just kind of sells them out.
He just does it in a pedo kind of vibe.
Yeah, that is also true.
That scene really scared me as a kid.
Really? I liked the song that he plays.
Oh, no, it's cool. Like, the song's cool, but, I mean, I liked being scared, so.
Anyway.
You know what? I feel like I know why this was important to us as kids, though. Like, we grew up, you're not allowed to watch Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings was kind of already a thing. We were probably too young to read the books at this point for Lord of the Rings. But we were in the right age for Narnia, and, like, it was, like, the Christian Harry Potter, basically.
And it was like, all of the fantasy that we ever wanted to live in. Like, because I remember...
You had the video game.
Yes.
That was fun. You had to fight the wolves?
I had the video game, but I also had it on Nintendo DS. I had the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe game. And then I think I had... or it was either me or Gabe had Prince Caspian game.
One of you did. I remember playing it a bit.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember it being way too hard.
It was like, what? This is a kid's game. This movie is... I don't know. When I went to college... people worshipped this movie. Like, people were like, oh, really? We're having a Narnia night tonight. And they would just watch Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe and just, like, gush over it. And I was just like, you guys are weird. Like, this movie's not that great.
Yeah, it's good, but it's not, like...
it's good.
It's not a must-watch.
I know. People are acting like if it's, like, the freaking Lord of the Rings or if it's...
Like Lord of the Rings is a must-watch, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if it's necessarily worth it, but it is a really good, like... good story all the way around when you take out Frodo.
Interesting. We'll talk about
this later. I hate Frodo so much.
You are Frodo.
No, I'm not. You are Frodo and I am Samwise because I'm carrying all this on my back.
Oh, sure.
Anyway. Okay, so yeah, guys.
The sexual tension's killing me.
Let's just go. I don't know if we do likes and dislikes with this.
Let's share a few thoughts and then move on to Star Wars. Let's do that.
Yeah, so... for me, I think it's a really good story. I think it's really wholesome. I don't think there's really anything wrong. I think there's like a couple of good points in this movie, how they use Edmund to show temptation and how like he like, right? I think Edmund has a good character arc in it.
He does. I used to really hate him as a kid.
Really? And I loved Edmund.
I feel like this time around I was like kind of an Edmund guy. I mean, I still love Peter. He's kind of BA.
But... I hate Peter. Peter really? Is such a tryhard, yeah.
But in Prince Caspian, he's so cool.
Maybe. I have to watch those movies again.
When he has his armor and he's like slaying these fools. He's like murdering.
Yeah. In this one, he to me, he was just a tryhard.
Okay. That's fair.
However, I would be an Edmund, though, because I used to have a crush on Tilda Swinton when this movie came out. I was like...
You had a crush on Tilda Swinton?
Yeah, dude. I don't know why.
What?
I was like, she's so cool.
She's a freak. I mean, she's cool. Like, she's really cool, but she's a freak.
Yeah. So, let me throw this back at you real quick. Do you remember, because we used to have small groups all the time. At like,
for the non-believers, this is like a Christian Bible study.
Yeah. It was like a Bible study for our parents and all the kids would just hang out together.
We just did drugs.
No, we didn't. but do you remember in the movie, there's the Turkish delights that the White Witch gives Edmund? And then I remember one time at Safeway, I got the little pastries filled with strawberry jam in it.
Oh,
and we
would
just call it Turkish Delights and pretend we were in Narnia. It wasn't even close.
But have you had actual Turkish Delight?
No, I don't even know what it is.
It's like a gummy with powdered sugar. It's actually really good.
That's what I was like looking at it closer. I was trying to see that, but
it's not as good as what it looks like in the movie, but in real, it's good. It's kind of nutty, fruity, nutty.
Anyway, yeah, so this movie, great movie, brought back a lot of memories for me.
No, same.
But it's, like, I think it's the best movie in the trilogy that they made. Like, the rest of the movies sucked for me.
The what? The sequels? Yeah, I feel like Prince Caspian was good enough, but it followed not the book at all, really. Yeah. And then the other two, I think there's, what, two more? Dawn Treader.
Where's Dawn Treader and Prince Caspian? Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, they didn't even finish it. So, kind of disappointing in that sense that they didn't finish it, but they also, like, just weren't as good. Like, they just didn't work. And I've read all the books, and I think almost all the books except for one are really good.
I only read The Horse and His Boy.
Ooh, that's the best book, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'll stand by that. I think
that's what I heard, and that's why I was like, I stopped reading.
What's standalone? Because it takes place kind of in between the first Narnia and the second Narnia.
I'm pretty sure it's the first one.
Well, it takes place during the first one, if that makes sense.
Oh, I see. Because you know how, like, isn't there a
time moves differently in Narnia than
here? Right. Isn't there something called the chair? Something chair?
Silver chair. No one's
Silver chair. That's the one I stopped reading. I was so bored in Silver Chair.
See, you read them in the wrong order. We have them all. I've been thinking about rereading them, but, like, I don't want to ruin the magic. Because I remember the last battle just really made me mad as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're just going to murder Susan because she didn't go to Narnia and now she's going to hell? Like, that's wild. It's a wild ending to a children book series.
Yeah, really, though.
But, yeah, no, good books for the most part. Yeah, I would say for me, I did enjoy the movie rewatching it. And I also kind of liked that it had Christmassy vibes. We were trying to avoid Christmas movies and accidentally picked
and
one.
And Santa Claus is literally in this movie.
Yeah, he's like, gives them weapons. Which, yeah. Santa, come on. Why am I not getting a AR-15 for Christmas? But yeah, anything that you are disappointed in this movie, or
I mean, I the acting is just cheesy, but I kind of get over it when I realize it is the kids. Everybody else is fantastic in it, though.
Dude, those beavers are so good.
Yeah, the beavers rock. No, the what is it called? The like half horse, half man creatures.
Mr. Tumis. Oh, those guys. The I don't remember their names.
Those guys are soldiers. Sick, dude. Yeah, and it's so sad when he dies, but like. Him and the rhino, they see Peter.
Oh, the rhino. Dude.
And they both just go to save Peter. I was like, this is
a pretty cool final battle. And you remember there was like rumors of a deleted scene with Aslan eating the witch's head?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It showed it. I don't know if that even existed, but I feel like I've seen that, so I'm not sure. But
right. Super cool. Wanted it to happen. No, but that battle scene, like the buildup to that battle,
it's awesome.
Is so cool.
Well, then Aslan's not back yet, so they're like, how are we going to win this battle, but they're still going to go fight anyways? That's cool. I like that a lot.
I just loved like the seconds leading up to that battle.
Okay, so that was Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Big fans of that. I probably won't rewatch the other ones, but the first one's a fun movie. And
you know what? I always say that. I always say that. I'm like, I want to rewatch these. I said it right with Texas. I was like, dude, I want to watch all the Texas movies
now. I still do.
I do, but it's just like... But
not for Narnia, I don't want to.
No, we should do... You know what we should do? We should do a sequels month. So where we can catch up on all... Or like remake
sequels of movies we've reviewed.
Yeah, exactly. And just watch all of them and be like, oh, cool. All right, let's move on to our next winter movie that's like partially in winter. Or a winter...
Winter World?
World. Winter Wonderland, you might Winter Wonderland.
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back. This is
you know what's
a classic.
Funny?
What's up?
These were both filmed in Norway, I think.
So after the rebels are overpowered by the Empire, Luke Skywalker begins his Jedi training with Yoda, while his friends are pursued across the galaxy by Darth Vader and bounty hunter Boba Fett. That was rough.
Why did you say Yoda?
I said Yodai. Because I was going to say while already, so I would just
that's how my
to
mom says Yoda.
Yeah, so I said Yodai.
My mom says Obi-Wan instead of Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan is so funny.
So for those of you who don't know, Daniel and I are very, very dyslexic. Big Star Wars fans.
Oh,
that
yeah.
too. Borderline illiterate at one point. Actually, this is Star Wars related. As a kid, I couldn't read very well. And my mom bought me, like, literally maybe 100 Star Wars books from my garage sale.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So I tried to make my mom read them, and that's she couldn't say Qui-Gon. She would say, like, Quin-Gon or some crap. And I'm like, Mom, I'm just going to read. So if your kid isn't reading good, and they love Star Wars, you'd be like, hey, look at all these Star Wars books.
Yeah.
I guess there wasn't TV shows at that point, though. That might be more of a better route to take than reading. Yeah,
sure. Anyway, all right. So you want to give him a little rundown of the movie, I guess?
Yeah, so this continues, like, I believe it's like 3 years after. If you haven't seen Star Wars, just go watch the original films. Like, yeah. I don't know why you haven't, but they are good, especially those original ones. The prequels and sequels, they're kind of a hodgepodge. Some are good, some are bad. But anyways, so this is a little bit after the Death Star gets blown up by the Rebels, which are like Luke, Han, Leia, C-3PO and R2-D2, Chewbacca. They're all here.
Yep.
And so they're chilling on this planet called Hoth. That's where the Rebels' new base is. And you kind of get like this slow start at first, but it ramps up. So basically Luke gets lost out in the snow. And that's the only reason they even have him fight this like snow creature is to deal with Mark Hamill's face getting like damaged before the filming of this movie.
Yeah.
So he doesn't look as boyish in this. Like, his face is a little messed up. You can tell in, like, his adult photos, too, like, something happened. And that's kind of what they were covering up for. Is like, oh, he gets injured here, so he has this disfigurement. I didn't notice it as a kid, but anyways.
Yeah, no,
that's besides the point. Then you get probably the coolest Star Wars battle ever, which is the invasion of Hoth by the Empire.
Yep.
And from there, like, the main quest of the story is they're all split up. Luke starts learning from Master Yoda, which is super important. A lot of famous quotes from that. And then the other Rebels have their adventure on Cloud City, where you get to meet some newer characters who we all love now, but at the time, they weren't really characters yet. So
who, like Lando?
Yeah, like this is the first appearance of Lando and all those guys on Cloud City. So if you're a Lando stan. And then we get some like big story developments towards the very end when they all come together and have this battle with Darth Vader. But
yeah,
pretty great. This is like my favorite Star Wars movie.
Really?
It's like up there.
Return of the Jedi is mine.
Really? See, like, yeah. Return of the Jedi is really good too. I like both. Like, I go back and forth. And then Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, exactly.
That one's just so cool.
It's so good. Okay, yeah, so... Yeah, again, for me, it was funny because I would literally, when I was sick the past couple of days, I watched these movies back to back because they're both on Disney. And I watched Narnia first and I was like, oh, it was a good movie. And then when I picked up with Star Wars, I was like, ah, this is just it. It feels like a full movie. You know, it
like
just
a real
hits.
Movie.
Yeah,
it's
it just
a long
hits
movie.
Oh my God, it is. I mean, it isn't because it's only 2 hours long, but it does feel
it
because of the beginning.
Long.
Yeah. But there's just so many moving parts. There's so many fun characters. It's just like, it's a good, fun, like, adventure movie.
Yeah. And it has such a great ending. Like, this down, for those of you who haven't seen it, it has a bit of a downer ending, but it still is underscored by all this hopefulness, which I think is really cool way to end a film. Like, nobody knew if there was going to be another movie or another 12 movies or however movies we're on now.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of cool. Like, if I can't imagine watching this in theaters for the first time.
Oh,
I did get to watch this at a drive-in theater with my parents, like last year in Idaho.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. But yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I don't know if there's anything wrong with this movie. It's pretty.
No,
it's like it's a pretty
perfect.
Well-rounded movie. It's good. So if you guys are into it, just check out some Star Wars. You know,
original trilogy. Go for it. Give
goodness.
It. If you haven't. It's better than you would think. Like, you don't have to watch everything Star Wars, but just those original three films are.
Yeah,
pretty
I
good.
Mean, I think the prequels are fun. I like the
they're
prequels.
Fun. I think I have more nostalgia for the prequels just because those are the ones we kind of grew up on more.
Yeah,
and I have very fond memories of them. The one thing I will say, so Daniel, you watched the Disney Plus version. That is the newest 4K upgraded version of this film.
Yes.
It looks great, but there has been some changes in color grade, and there has been some changes in editing, as well as like adding special effects. So that's cool if you like that. But also, for those of you out there who want to see like the OG, you can get a pirated version of that. Doesn't look as good, but that does exist because Disney won't let you watch, and Lucasfilm won't let you watch the original versions of Star Wars. So you can find them. it's complicated. George Lucas liked to make changes to his films. Disney likes to censor and change films. So a lot of things have changed because of that. Because he thinks this is the way the movie should be. It's basically why it is the way it is. So if you want to watch the originals, hit me up. I have a way to get that to you.
Ooh.
You can also buy Blu-ray copies of them that exist on the interwebs. Just let me know. I can point you in the right direction.
Nice.
Oh, I watched that this time. I watched the 4K not that long ago. I like both. Oh, okay. But
yeah, I actually enjoyed the 4K. I was like,
It makes some of the scenes really pretty. Like, yeah, like Hoth. I was like, it looks great.
I was watching it and I was like, wow, this does feel like it still feels old, right? But yeah
it feels just like a real film still, though, which is
cool. Yeah.
Like, I feel like modern Star Wars doesn't feel like a film, if that makes sense.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, may the Force be with you guys. This movie, oh my goodness, it made $550 million.
Holy crap. $500 million.
That's crazy.
All right, cool. Well, guys, that is going to do it for this first Winter's December podcast month.
What comes out next
Winter's
week?
Movies.
Next Friday.
There we go. So next Friday, we're going to do Fargo and Winter's Bone, which is, I'm really excited for Winter's Bone. I don't know if I'm super excited for Fargo, but you know, I'm trusting
Fargo's it. So good.
I've just seen part of it and I was not in.
Alyssa hates it. I don't know if that, Alyssa's my wife for our new listeners. All my friends from Samaritan's Purse, if you're listening, don't watch these movies.
Right.
Maybe Fargo. Oh, no, that's not a Christian movie. I'm sorry.
So anyway, yeah, guys, we will be coming out with that next Friday. And then for some movies to look forward to, we are watching Day After Tomorrow, Snowpiercer, and Frozen. So come, guys, ready in a couple weeks to sing along with Daniel and Carson's Frozen episode. yeah, guys, so that is coming up. But, hey, we hope you're enjoying the podcast. Go back and listen to all of our fun episodes. And we will give you guys a Christmas special. It is coming. We just didn't want to do the whole month of Christmas for December again. Yep. So, yeah, guys, stick around, and we will come out with more content.
You're
so,
coming out, Daniel?
Yep, coming out.
I'm so proud of you. That's a clean slate.